Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor for Intersection Live. I'm here today with two gentlemen, both with CCH Small Firm Services. First of all, Gene Goldenberg, Vice President of Marketing. Welcome, Gene.
It's nice to be here, Darren.
Thank you. And Dave Olson. Dave's the Director of Product Management. And welcome to you, Dave.
Thank you very much, Darren. Enjoy it.
My pleasure. Gene, I want to start with you. If you don't mind, give us just a little bit of a background about yourself and what your current job is with CCH Small Firm Services.
Oh, gosh. My background is, I was a journalist for a good part of my career, and I got involved in software marketing in the early 90s, and then I spent about 9 years with H&R Block as the Senior Vice President of Digital Solutions there. So I did a lot with TaxCut and TaxCut Online and their online tax prep services. After leaving them, I did some consulting, and then I joined Universal Tax Systems, which published TaxWise, one of the two programs that was acquired by CCH, the other one being ATX KleinRock. And I've been running the marketing operation for CCH Small Firm Services and those two products for the last 4.5 years.
Great. Dave, how about yourself?
Yes, my background comes from the accounting side of the industry. I'm a CPA and been a CPA for almost 30 years now. Spent about 15 years in public practice and then about 5 or 6 years as a CFO in industry, and then for the last 7 years, I've been involved in the tax and accounting software industry, and first with ATX, and then as Gene mentioned, we're now together under the umbrella of CCH Small Firm Services. And in my role as a director of product management, I'm responsible for both product lines in the planning and strategizing of enhancements and new product offerings, and being responsive to our customer feedback on what their needs are.
Fantastic. Well, gentlemen, I think I'll take this one to you, Gene. Kind of give me an overview, if you don't mind, of what's really included in CCH Small Firm Services for the listeners out there.
Well, as our name implies, we try to tailor our offerings to smaller tax and accounting professionals. Most of our customers are smaller than five. Actually, the average size of one of our customer firms is about 3.5 people. We're still trying to identify that half person, but and we have perhaps 40 to 50% of our customers are sole practitioners. As you may know, this type of a firm actually represents the overwhelming lion's share of the tax and accounting industry. We estimate that of the firms I just described, there are probably close to 200,000 of them in existence, and a lot of them are seasonal or moonlighting professionals. Many of them, however, are year-round businesses that are just one or two people, and we are trying to tailor software solutions, research solutions, training, and CPE specifically to that smaller firm that needs as much as the big firms, but doesn't have the budget to pay for them and doesn't have an IT staff to manage them. And so we providing a lot of hand-holding support is very crucial to our success in this market, and providing products that are easy to install and easy to use but very powerful is also part of that market. We have approximately 45,000 customer firms, and we ship product to over 70,000 locations. And the reason for that is a significant segment of our customer base are what we call retail tax preparers, who compete with H&R Block and Jackson Hewitt and other national chains, but they're independent, often very small business people. But some of them have a number of offices in around one city or around several cities, and we service that market very aggressively as well. Dave?
That's a phenomenal number.
The numbers are actually very impressive. Sometimes we have to pinch ourselves when we look at them, but serving that large a customer base is a real challenge, one we hope we rise to, Darren, because, you know, when you've got that many customers and it's peak season, there's an awful lot of people calling you for help and assistance at one time, and that's one of the things we pride ourselves on doing.
And Darren, if I could, to pick up on Gene's comment about the needs being fairly broad-ranging in small practices, just like they are in larger practices, that's one of the values of our product lines, is that we cover the range of needs, and particularly if we focus on the small CPA and tax professional type of practices. One of the things that I like to say about one of our leading products, the ATX Max product, is that it's a complete tax practice solution. And what I mean by that is we go beyond just providing the common sets of standard returns. We provide solutions that deal with all of the tax challenges, tax compliance issues that a practitioner might have throughout the year, whether it's filing an S-election or doing an offer and compromise, or, you know, any of the wide variety of issues that a small practitioner might have to deal with. We provide a comprehensive solution that makes it very easy for them to address those needs.
And that Max product, that ATX Max product that Dave just mentioned, Darren, has more than 10,000 federal, state, and local forms in it. We believe clearly the largest library of calculating tax forms that's available in any product today.
That's really pretty amazing. I don't know if you gentlemen know, but I'm a practicing CPA. I run a firm of 10 in Bloomington, Indiana. So I know exactly what you're saying about the challenges that the small firm has, and I hear nothing but great things about ATX, KleinRock, and TaxWise as well.
Well, Darren, we appreciate the challenges you face, but it's interesting to note that for us, you would be a very large firm.
I understand that.
I know that you don't feel that way, but 10 is a pretty big firm out there today. As I say, most of our firms are far fewer than 5. And it actually does make a difference in the way the document management and file management works, the way the planning and scheduling works, because as you know, each additional person you add almost adds geometrically to the demands placed on the organization of the firm.
I couldn't agree with you more. My organization at 10 is tremendously different than my organization was at 5, and my challenges are definitely different. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, most people out there don't understand is our profession, our business is still, you know, pretty much a boutique industry with a lot of really small firms that make up the majority of the profession.
Right. And the other thing that I think we bring to this type of practitioner, and I guess just to address head on some of the fears that some folks in the industry had when CCH acquired ATX and TaxWise, there's always the natural fear, oh, it's a big company, you know, swallowing up some smaller companies. But to those skeptics, I think we would be able to say after a couple of years, au contraire, I think our actions have proved otherwise, that we are here to serve the small practitioner, and in fact, it has added value to what we can deliver to those types of practitioners. For example, in the area of research resources, we've been able to maintain some very value-oriented research options as well for the small practitioner, and and we draw on the CCH resources to do that, but yet, you know, take the things that are most important to the small practitioner and put them together in a package set of options that enables them to get what they need at a very budget-conscious price.
Their pricing is very important in this market, as you can well appreciate. And when CCH looked at the market about 3 or 4 years ago, what we saw was that there was this huge chunk, as you call it, of boutique firms, a very large group of businesses that CCH was not reaching with its industry-leading ProSystem FX, tax, and other software programs. And one of the reasons was that those programs, being state-of-the-art and being designed for the most complex situations that anyone might encounter, were too complex and more importantly, too expensive for these smaller firms to afford. And then CCH looked at actually, you know, not dumbing down, I don't want to use that phrase, but modifying its programs to meet that market, but then decided that the better strategy was to buy the products that were already serving those market needs. And that's how it came to buy ATX, KleinRock, and TaxWise, which, by the way, service different segments. And that's right. Dave was talking about the small CPA firm or firm that has a practice very much like the typical CPA. And then we also service a different segment of the industry, as I mentioned earlier, what we call retail tax preparers who compete with the national chains. And their business is much more volume-oriented. Many of them have multiple offices. And they are also dealing in refund products, which are very important to a certain segment of a tax-paying population, so that people who want to get their refund right away or want to pay for their tax preparation out of their refund can do so. And that's what the software is primarily designed to meet those needs and for e-filed returns. We will e-file over 15 million returns this year, or one out of five of every professionally prepared e-filed return submitted to the IRS.
Wow. Well, I think that's a really nice segue into my last question. If you guys could just help me and the audience understand those two different market segments and how these products fit into those market segments, I think that would be helpful.
Yeah, I think one of the easiest ways to address that question is to start right with the description that we've been using for our ATX product first, to just address that one. We refer to it as complete, professional, and affordable. And not coincidentally, that starts with the three letters CPA. So we've put together a set of solutions, as we've talked about, that covers the full range of practice needs from the all year-round tax practice to the client write-up and payroll services and, you know, document management oriented for a small firm environment and those types of things. And then on the other side, the TaxWise product is just I think it's fair to call it a great workhorse of a product that will serve excellently for the firm that does a significant volume of returns and deals to an extent with needing to bring in and train seasonal staff to help handle the volume that we all deal with in practice. And so we've just oriented those products to serving those needs extremely well.
The TaxWise product doesn't have 10,000 forms like the ATX product does, but it has a complete set of both individual and business and specialty forms,
right,
running the full gamut of 1120, 1120S, 1065, 1041, everything, even 5500 that a practitioner would need, and all of the state forms. A lot of the practitioners who are using TaxWise, however, do specialize in doing 1040 returns, and it's designed to do 1040 returns, particularly simple returns, very quickly and easily, and to get them e-filed and off to the IRS very quickly. And so that's the niche that that we believe it serves the best. Although we have a lot of CPAs that are using TaxWise as well.
Sure.
Yeah, and I think one important factor that points out is that once you get past some of the orientation of types of users, there's still an underlying factor that each person, each preparer, has a certain orientation or preference of how they prefer to work. And in the case of the ATX preparer, what they look at on the screen starts from an exact replica of the form, of the tax forms, and they work from that and through supporting worksheets and so on in completing a return. And TaxWise, while it certainly lets you see the form and is forms oriented in that sense, it does start from a somewhat more worksheet input type of orientation.
It's more like data input than forms input.
Yeah, and that's
sure.
Somewhat simply relates to, in many cases, what a preparer has sort of grown up with. And so one of the unique things about small firm services is that we offer that choice, and we are ready to meet the practitioner's needs from whichever perspective is most important to them, whether it's the the style of interacting with the program, whether it's the type of practice that they're engaged in. We have solutions that fit together.
Great. Well, gentlemen, we're out of time today. I really appreciate you guys taking the time on this afternoon just to kind of fill me in and fill our audience in on ATX, ClientRock, and TaxWise both.
Thank you very much, Darren. We appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, certainly we do.
So, Gene and Dave, thanks so much, and have a great afternoon.
Okay,
thank
good
you.
Talking to you.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.